T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Packages and letters are coming to your mailbox with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It all starts with just one thing. Fruits and vegetables are very environmentally friendly foods. Make them even more friendly by eating them in season and by choosing organic produce. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Brad Carson for my friends at Old Dominic, a proud hometown partner of our Memphis Tigers, located in the heart of downtown Memphis with a 150-year-old story that's been revived and ready to be shared. And you can get all the info at olddominic.com on the one-of-a-kind spirits made right here in the Bluff City. Ask your favorite spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic products, enjoy them during the game. And you can also follow Old Dominic Distillery on Facebook and Instagram for more news and info, like the brand-new Hewling Station whiskey there. It hits the shelves just in time for football season and cooler weather. These small-batch whiskeys are perfect for the seasoned whiskey drinker, newcomers will love them too. You can enjoy them neat over ice or in an old-fashioned whiskey cocktail. Set the bar with Hewling Station from Old Dominic this football season. Plus, try Old Dominic's Memphis Vodka, the Formula Number 10 Gin, and their Memphis Toddy, which is perfect for football weather. Just like the Tigers, Old Dominic spirits are 100% pure Memphis. That's Old Dominic Distillery and Old Dominic spirits, 100% pure Memphis. Share a sip from your hometown brand this football season, and go Tigers go. Old Dominic encourages all fans to share a sip responsibly.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Adol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can. And I hope you weren't expecting the NFL season to be COVID-19 free, because we have multiple teams now shut down. And it appears the source of the problem is Bennett Doyle's Tennessee Titans.
Yikes.
Facility is closed. 8 people within the franchise have tested positive. 3 players and 5 others connected to the team. We'll get into it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Buzz Williams is going to join me, my old pal Buzz. He's the head coach at Texas A&M, reigning SEC Coach of the Year. But for our purposes, the most important thing today is that he's the former head coach at Marquette. Because back in 2011, he had a Sweet 16 team that featured Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. And tomorrow night, in game one of the NBA Finals, Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder will both be starting for the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals against our King LeBron James and the LA Lakers. Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder, we've mentioned this over the past week or so, both JUCO guys who then landed at Marquette. Buzz recruited both of them, but neither one of them were necessarily considered to be high major players when Buzz took them. Neither one of them were supposed to be NBA veterans this deep into their careers. And I assure you, coming out of JUCO, neither one of them was ever supposed to start in an NBA Finals. How did all of this happen? Buzz Williams coached them both in college. Buzz Williams will join me in the next segment around 4:20. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Patrick Mahomes, the greatest football player on the planet, was 31 of 42 for 385 yards and four touchdowns last night in Kansas City. 34-20 victory over Baltimore. So Lamar Jackson is now 0-3 against the Chiefs, 21-1 against everybody else in the NFL as a starter. We'll get into that around 4:44. Congrats to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They won the Stanley Cup last night. Must be rough winning the Stanley Cup opposite Chiefs-Ravens Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
It clearly cuts down on the attention that you get. But either way, I saw it on Twitter that the Lightning were holding a trophy. I'll tell you more about it a little later on this hour. Shouts to Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. He found a former NBA player Delonte West panhandling yesterday in Dallas and scooped him up. They have now put him in a facility in Florida to hopefully get the help that he needs. I'll tell you more about that story just before 5 o'clock. And the 2020 Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. Got underway about 3 hours ago. And we have a no-hitter deep into a White Sox-A's game. They're in the bottom of the seventh, and the White Sox starter has given up zero hits so far. I'll get you updated on all things baseball during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We've got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the NFL, where COVID-19 has finally disrupted things right here in the Volunteer State. The Tennessee Titans have closed their facility because they have 8 positive tests within the team. 3 players, 5 team personnel members. Everybody, as of this morning at least, was asymptomatic. Still, the Titans have had to shut it down. Bennett, my baseball team went through this season. Now your football team is similarly sidelined. Please provide your thoughts on the Tennessee Titans. Whoa. The undefeated Titans now in COVID-19 shutdown and unsure whether they will play Sunday in Nashville.
Okay, so, it's a tough game against the Steelers, first and foremost. I don't like the idea, because what I'm seeing a lot of now is that they're still going to try to play this game. I think that's a big difference if, like, your backup running back is the one that has COVID, or if Derrick Henry has COVID.
Derrick Henry would run over COVID.
I think Derrick Henry would run over COVID, but I don't think the NFL would let him play, so it's a moot point. But I don't know. It's going to be tough for them to win that game going a whole week without practice.
That's the key. They can't practice until at least Saturday?
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, I get it. Like, because this could pop up again. If you're the NFL, you know, you probably got wiggle room for 1 week for most of these teams. So if it happens again, you're probably screwed. But I really wish that they would postpone the thing until, like, the Titans bye week. Just, make the bye week this week and figure it out down the road.
You know what?
That's my opinion.
I understand why they didn't do what I'm about to say they maybe should have done, and it's because of money, more games, more money. Nothing does better on American television than the NFL.
Right.
And so you want as many games as possible. I wonder if not already, soon enough, they're not going to wish they would have built in extra bye weeks, even if it meant cutting down on the regular season, like college football leagues have. Like, instead of playing a normal number of games, like maybe cut it down to 13, build in bye weeks in the middle of the season here or there, so that when things do get shut down, that you have time to make it up. Because in baseball, whether it was the Marlins, Cardinals, Mets getting shut down, and still not everybody played 60 games, but you could make up for it with what? Doubleheaders.
Yep.
Can't play doubleheaders in football.
No, and you can't even.
It'd be wild if you did, though.
It would be. But, like, I mean, in the NFL, it's just, I mean, you have to give these guys time off between games. Even if it's 3 days, you have to give them time off between games.
Like Darrell Henderson, we talked about it yesterday, carried the ball, former University of Memphis running back, now with the Rams, carried the ball 20 times on Sunday. It was the first time he'd ever carried the ball more than 12 times in an NFL game. And when he was on a Zoom media availability yesterday afternoon, somebody asked him how he felt this morning after carrying the ball 20 times as a professional for the first time. And he smiled and said, "I could not get out of bed." Mm-hmm. So baseball players can get out of bed. Football players, you cannot ask, you can't start doubling up on the schedule. And I don't mean doubleheaders, obviously, but like you can't start. You can't go, "Hey, well, maybe we can squeeze it in midweek." Like, okay, we'll play this team's scheduled to play Sunday and Sunday. Maybe we can squeeze in this game that needs to be made up on Wednesday. I don't think you could do that.
Yeah, if I'm the NFL.
And by the way, I don't even think they're considering it. I'm just trying to illustrate the difficulty with making things up in professional football as opposed to professional baseball.
Yeah, if I'm the NFL, and it may be too late to do this, who knows, but I'm really, really looking into changing the date of the Super Bowl and pushing it, like trying to figure out a way to get more time because, listen, it's week three, and they've done a good job. I mean, look, we made it 3 weeks before this happened, but it's probably going to happen again. And
almost certainly going to happen
you've
again.
You've got to get some – because you can't be in a situation like – the University of Memphis and not play for almost a month. Like that just can't happen in the NFL. It screws everything up. I don't know how they would be able to get around that.
Well, see, the Minnesota Vikings, who played the Titans this past weekend, they have zero positive tests, but they still had to shut down today because of contact tracing.
Sure.
So you've got two franchises shut down right now. And the Vikings, if the test remain negative, will be able to reopen more quickly than the Titans. So they might end up playing the Texans in Houston on Sunday, although that's also up in the air. But clearly they're more likely to play the Texans on Sunday than the Titans are to play the Steelers on Sunday. By the way, the NFL guidelines are written this way. Players who test positive for COVID-19 and remain asymptomatic can return 10 days after the test or after 5 days with two consecutive negative tests within a 5-day period. Those who show symptoms can return 10 days after the symptoms first appear and after 72 hours have passed since any symptoms have ended. And all players who test positive must be cleared before they return by the team's physician and undergo cardiac testing. So even if the Titans are able to play as a team on Sunday, the guys who tested positive almost certainly are not playing on Sunday.
Right.
And we still, to this point, correct me if I'm wrong, we don't know who they are.
We don't know who they are.
Right. So it could be guys who are inconsequential, or it could be your starting quarterback, your starting running back, and your best receiver. I mean, we just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume, and it's only an assumption, that it might be a cluster within a position group. So like maybe it's three offensive linemen, which is also devastating, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know how you can do it.
Three defensive linemen, three defensive back, whatever it is. They've got three positive tests within the actual roster that was available to them this past Sunday. To your point about pushing the Super Bowl back, obviously pushing an event like that back
is a big deal.
It's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Very complicated. But what I did see somebody suggest, and this makes sense to me, is that you should go ahead and eliminate that week off after the AFC and NFC championship.
Oh, like the media week with the Pro Bowl and all that?
Well, okay, so the way it normally works is we have the AFC championship game, mm-hmm. NFC championship game, and then the next weekend there's nothing. It's 2 weeks until the Super Bowl.
And then the Pro Bowl's after that.
So what this person suggested is go ahead and say we're not going to have 2 weeks between championship games and Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Push the wild cards back. The three rounds of the playoffs, push them back all a week and have them run right up to the Super Bowl. And that gives you an extra week after the end of this regular season to make up games if you need to. So, like, you know, if multiple teams have a game to make up, they can make it up on what would normally be wild card weekend. because now we're just going to use that as a makeup weekend, and then we'll have round one of the playoffs, round two of the playoffs, round three of the playoffs, and then the Super Bowl as scheduled.
We just got breaking news here on 92.9 FM ESPN, brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. A defensive lineman, Daquan Jones, a safety, Bo Brinkley, and practice squad tight end, Tommy Hudson, are on the reserve COVID-19 list. So Daquan Jones is a guy who plays. The other guys, not really. But I would think that if those are the three guys, which that suggests that they would play this game
weekend. If they can play it. Now, we don't know what tomorrow's testing is going to look
correct.
Like.
Correct.
What Thursday's testing is going to look like. But either way, the Titans are shut down right now, not at the facility, unable to practice, whereas the Steelers are presumably practicing normally. As normal as you can during a pandemic. The Titans aren't going to be able to do that no matter what for a few more days. Circling back to my point about eliminating the week off between the championship games and the Super Bowl, pushing the playoffs back a week and allowing what would normally be the wild card weekend to be a makeup weekend, that really only works for you if each team, or no team, I should say, has more than one game to make up. Like, what if you get shut down twice in the same season? Because that's the thing with the NFL. In basketball, if you get shut down, then you're maybe down for 2 weeks, and then there's some thought that your players won't get the virus again for a certain amount of time, and that certain amount of time might allow you to get through the season. But in football, if it's really only three positive tests here and the overwhelming majority of your team still hasn't gotten the virus, then all it takes is three more 4 weeks from now, totally different players, and you're shut down again in the exact same way. So it's not crazy to think right now it's the Titans, but it could have been anybody. It's not crazy to think the Titans could be shut down now because of three tests on the roster, shut down 2 weeks from now because of three tests on the roster. Shut down 2 weeks after that because of three more tests on the roster. Like, there's a lot of players here.
And it's actually our long snapper, Bo Brinkley, who is on the COVID-19 list, which is the last thing that we need is more kicking.
Keep him away from Gostkowski. Good thing you can't catch COVID with your foot.
Yeah, I mean, we finally got that thing right. Like, we don't need that.
So it is what it is. And the truth is that I don't think the NFL – didn't expect something like this to happen. You hope it doesn't, but you have to expect that it will, because as the NBA Finals get ready to start, and they've had no interruptions at all, nothing, not a single game canceled, it is because they built the real bubble, and they're doing daily testing. Only very few people are allowed into that bubble. Those people had to quarantine before they could enter the bubble, and it really does appear that bubble at Disney World might be the most COVID-free place in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it probably is.
So, yeah.
There's probably no more place in this country that is more free of the virus right now than the NBA bubble. And so they've been able to play without interruption. But that's because when Jimmy Butler wins a game, he puts a mask on and goes back to a hotel room and doesn't interact with the outside world. He's not allowed to. The outside world's not allowed in. He's not allowed out. When Derrick Henry or your long snapper wins a game, they take a shower and I guess also put a mask on, but then they go home and they are interacting with people who have been in the outside world, who have gone to grocery stores and maybe gone to a restaurant or maybe just like taking kids to school. They're living like we're living. And so the idea that you would be able to avoid this just seems a little naive, if not a lot naive. So here we are. So now the question becomes, what do you do about it? If it really were just going to be the Titans in this week, that'd be fine. You could work around that. The problem becomes with cases trending in the wrong direction in too many states right now, is this just the beginning of something we're going to consistently see? And if it is, how do you get through it? Do you have enough wiggle room within the schedule to try to make it up? I'm not sure. What we might find with the NFL is that they end up having to do the same thing Major League Baseball did, which is some teams are going to play all their games. Some other teams aren't going to play all of their games.
Man.
And we'll go by winning percentage to figure out who gets to make the playoffs. And it's not about in this season being the most fair or making sure everything's equal. It's just about getting through it. Just got to get through it.
Yeah.
So we can get these television ratings, get this television money, have the playoffs, pull off the Super Bowl. And if it means that the Titans end up playing 13 games and somebody else ends up playing a full season, we'll just, you know, we'll get the calculators out, go by winning percentage.
Yeah.
And we'll put, you know, we'll put the teams in the playoffs and we'll conduct the playoffs.
As long as Patrick Mahomes doesn't catch it, we know what's going to happen anyway. So it is what it is.
That guy. We'll talk about him during the 444 segment. When we come back, Buzz Williams is going to join me. He's the head coach of Texas A&M, reigning SEC coach of the year, former head coach at Marquette, where in 2011, he had Jay Crowder and Jimmy Butler on a Sweet 16 team. Those guys started for him. Now they're starting for the Miami Heat in Game 1 against LeBron and the Lakers tomorrow night. What's it been like for Buzz Williams to watch two former players have this prominent of a role in the NBA postseason? And what's the backstory on it? How did he find Jimmy Butler at a junior college, Jay Crowder at a junior college? Buzz Williams is up next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Kevin Durant was named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine, and now Kevin has created the highly compelling podcast, The Etceteras, with Kevin Durant. It mixes the best of sports and entertainment culture and touches on topics like the most underrated teams in NBA history to the current landscape of rap music. Kevin Durant, 10-time NBA All-Star, 2-time NBA Champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, and NBA and NBA Finals MVP, and now the host of The Etceteras. Listen to it now on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
Get ready to fall in love with driving again in your new Kia from Gossett Kia on the Pike. Get everything you want with the 2024 Tejas $131 a month, or hit the road in 2020 Soul $148 a month, and transform your driving experience this fall in the all-new 2021 K5, now $189 a month. All 36-month leases in just $31.49 due at signing. And you'll get peace of mind you can trust with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's time to get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte LE 2249-63, Soul L712-0906, K5MG 003199. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF59875. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Not all customers will qualify.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites when you download digital coupons you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to keep your engine performing at its best. Our professional parts people will help you select just the right products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year. And there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101. And the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like.
Patrick Mahomes was awesome last night. Set some more records. Got the best of Lamar Jackson and the Ravens again. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Then Jeff Karkin is going to be here a little after 5 o'clock. But my next guest is one of the very best college basketball coaches in the country. He's coached in 8 of the past 11 NCAA tournaments, made the Sweet 16 in 4 of those 8 trips, and his 2011 Marquette team that made the Sweet 16 featured Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder, both of whom will start tomorrow night for the Miami Heat in Game 1 of the NBA Finals against LeBron James and the Lakers. Buzz Williams is the reigning SEC Coach of the Year. He's my wife's favorite coach. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Buzz, first things first. How are you and Corey and the kids holding up 7 months into a pandemic?
GP, how are you? It's great to hear your voice. I think we're doing as good as we can. We don't have all the answers just like nobody else does, but I think because my wife's done a great job raising our kids have handled it as maturely as possible.
That's good to hear. It's been
how's Kelly and your child and your children?
Well, we're holding it together. We finally got the little guys back in school this week, and so that's been a big relief. And I think good for all involved. But boy, it's been a circus around the house for about 7 months. But we're getting better. we're getting better. You know what it's like. You've got a house full, so you know what it's like to juggle.
I completely understand. Completely understand with all that's happened over the last 7 months.
I'm talking to Buzz Williams here, Texas A&M coach on 92.9 FM ESPN. So it's Sunday night, and you got two former players starting in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's a closeout situation. How are you watching it? With the family, by yourself? Set the scene for me.
Yeah, my boys are now 17 and 14. My daughter did just go to college, our oldest. Our youngest remembers them a little bit, but she wasn't in there full time. But we've watched all of Jimmy and Jay's games together. We watched all of Wesley Matthews' games together. We watched all of Nikhil Alexander Walker's games together. And while they were doing virtual school amidst some of the early part of the bubble, it was for sure the best entertainment in the house. So I've watched all the games with them. With the three losses that Jay and Jimmy have had, I've handled them fine because it's not my group. But it's been what a unique opportunity, not just for those two guys, but for several of those guys that we've been able to be a part of their lives. It's been really cool. And then to see them win Game 6 the other night on Sunday, it was, I don't know, you know, they're texting me in the locker room when the game was over and sending me pictures. And so as a person that's not quite old yet but approaching old, it makes you feel good, even though I didn't do anything other than have a front row seat. But really excited for those two.
Well, I think you're underselling it a little bit. You played a big part in both of those guys' lives, Jimmy and Jay's. They were JUCO guys. They weren't supposed to be where they're at. And let's start with Jimmy. Yep. I believe he's the first recruit you ever signed at Marquette. Tyler Junior College, after a tough upbringing where he was more or less homeless at the age of 13. Yep. What did you see when you saw JUCO Jimmy Butler?
Well, you know, I know you know all of this story, so I'll try to be succinct in how I respond. But I was the head coach at New Orleans two seasons prior to being the head coach at Marquette, and signed Joe Fultz. Joe was scheduled to come to New Orleans. I left and went to be an assistant at Marquette, and so he went to Tyler. The coach at Tyler, I've known since I was a kid. That was the conference that I was a manager in. And so Joe's roommate ended up being Jimmy. So we signed Joe in November at Marquette when I was an assistant. I became the head coach. It was announced on April the 8th at Marquette. Should not have got the job, was undeserving of the chance. I called Joe to let him know I'd been named the head coach. And Joe says, "Coach, you want to sign Jimmy?" And I was like, "I don't know. What do you think?" And he's like, "Coach, I think he's good." And, of course, we need to sign like seven players. I'm emotional getting the job. The job was open for 7 days once Coach Crean left. And so I said, "Okay, well, tell him we want to sign him." And he said, "Well, do you want to talk to him?" I said, "Yeah, I'll talk to him. Put him on the phone." And so I said, "Hey, Jimmy, do you want to come to Marquette?" He said, "Yes, sir, I want to come." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll send the papers to you." And the signing date was 1 week later, April the 15th. And Jimmy went to the McDonald's and faxed the NLI. And so we just kind of continued the story of why would a top 20 job like Marquette hire Buzz with a losing record who resigned at New Orleans? And then Buzz's first recruit, like, who is this guy? And why are we signing a JUCO guy that was a qualifier out of high school? That's just further proof that we hired the wrong guy. And so that's kind of how it all started. Joe went with me to Virginia Tech and is still on our staff here at A&M. So that's kind of how it all began.
What a tremendous story. I'm talking to Buzz Williams here, head coach at Texas A&M, former coach at Marquette, where he had both Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder on a 2011 team that made the Sweet 16. Those two guys now in the NBA Finals. There's been a lot of talk about Jimmy Butler as a leader. And, you know, he is obviously, you know, the leader of this team in Miami. They have provided him with the type of culture that I think fits him well. But undeniably, he had issues in Minnesota and in Philadelphia with some of the younger guys. Now, from my perspective, it just looks like, you know, it's former five-star guys, number one overall picks. And he has, again, from my perspective, seems to have very little respect for more talented people who don't work as hard as him and focus on winning as much as he is obsessed with winning. But you know him. I don't. Why do you think Jimmy is working so perfectly in Miami and yet clashed with individuals in Philadelphia and in Minnesota?
You know, I don't know all the specifics relative to Minnesota. I know he was excited to go play for Coach Tibbs again. Don't know the specifics in Philly, but I can't disagree, GP, with anything you said. And I do know Coach Riley. I do know Coach Spo. And I do think relative to what that organization started as and what it has become throughout all of it, both of those guys' career, I think Jimmy's habits match what the Heat organization / hashtag Heat culture wants to be about. I think he's probably the perfect example of this is what we want our organization to be. You know, the other thing that I've said in some of these interviews when people have asked about Jimmy specifically, he doesn't suffer fools gladly. Like, he doesn't participate in a lot of foolishness. And that doesn't mean that that person is necessarily wrong, and it doesn't mean that Jimmy's right. He's much more intelligent than I think people realize, not only on the floor, that's easy to see. He's really intelligent off the floor. And so you know, he's never participated in, like, childish things. And so he's driven, ultra-driven, and I think he thinks that if I can work and get a little better in this area, in that area, the compound interest of that over time gives me a chance. And because of his path in life, that's the only thing he understands. That's the language he speaks. That's the life example that he lives. And so people that can't understand that language, he's not good with it. And that doesn't mean that he's right, and it doesn't mean that he's wrong. It just means that's how he grew up, and that's what he's earned. And so I think some of that is probably overblown just because of that's how the world spins so fast and it gets sensationalized a little bit. But I do think that he's a really good fit and a really good match relative to what the Heat organization is about.
You meet him when he's, you know, 19, 20 years old. Nobody Yep. expected him to be an NBA player. They barely expected him to be a Marquette player. Now he's a 31-year-old leading a team to the NBA Finals. What's the most surprising thing? When you look at 31-year-old Jimmy Butler, what's the most surprising thing relative to 19, 20-year-old Jimmy Butler you knew?
What I would say, really good question, probably the best question I've been asked. The first thing that I would say is, you know, nobody knew who he was. I think he was ranked 72nd, and you know this name, Mike Kunstadt. He was ranked 72nd in the state of Texas. The 71st kid went to the Citadel. The 73rd kid went to a Division II school. He averaged 5 points for us as a sophomore. Was never first team or second team all conference as a junior or a senior. He worked out for 17 NBA teams after being the Portsmouth MVP. He worked out for that many teams, GP, in my opinion, not because he was that good. It was because they didn't know. They couldn't make a decision. Like, is he a pick? Where is he a pick? And this was, obviously, there were draft boards and things of that nature at that time. But it wasn't like if you went and looked up in the archives where he was scheduled to be picked. He was not scheduled to be a first-round pick. And I think what I would say on 19 to 31, I think each step of the way he's earned it, number one. And number two, I believe, because of my relationship with him, he's handled each step of that successful path in a very humble way. You know, even when they were talking to him, when Rachel was talking to him Sunday night after the game, like, it's about the team. I believe in how we go. I believe in how we work. This is what we're built on. Like, that underdog, I have an edge when I compete. He still does it in a very humble way. And I think in that regard, he's the same Jimmy that I've always known.
Talking to Buzz Williams here, former Marquette coach, current Texas A&M coach at Marquette. He had Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder on that 2011 team, now both starting for the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. Game one scheduled for tomorrow night. Jay Crowder is a guy that I think Memphians are familiar with. He was here with the Grizzlies, and they loved him.
Yep.
Ja Morant loved him. They just are building for the future, and so yep. they move him at the deadline. But, again, another JUCO guy, was never supposed to be an NBA veteran, yet he's going to start tomorrow night in the NBA Finals. When you first saw him, what did you see?
Unique story. Went to Hutch and played for a national championship as a sophomore. He is from Villarica, Georgia. His dad was for sure a better player than he was in college and early on in his professional career. Corey played at Kentucky Wesleyan, won multiple Division II national championships. Jay went to junior college in Georgia and then transferred to Howard. He played for Mark Adams, who's now the associate head coach at Texas Tech for Coach Beard. When I was a junior college manager, Gary, Coach Adams was the head coach at that time at UT Pan American, now UT Rio Grande Valley. And Coach Adams was one of the coaches that I used to write once a week. Long story, obviously, years later, 1991 till 2010, Coach Adams called and he said, "Buzz, I'm coaching the best player I've ever coached." And I go, Coach, thanks for calling me. That statement can't be true, because when I was writing you letters, I used to look at the Dallas Morning News, and you were coaching the leading scorer in Division One. They played really fast. And he said, no, I have a kid that's better. I'd like you to come watch him. I went and watched him. Jay had 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 fouls. The game's over. Mark Adams is as good a college basketball coach as there is employed in Division One. Can really, really, really coach, and is as just a good a person as he is a coach. And so the game's over. They're playing at South Plains. I went over to talk to Coach before they went in the locker room, and he's very – his spirit is very humble. That's just who he is. And he goes, Buzz, man, I'm really sorry. This is the worst he's played. And I go, Coach, I didn't come to see him play. I came because you asked me to come. That's how much I respect you. I said, if you're telling me he's the best player you've ever coached, I want to sign him. And he goes, after what you just saw? I said, Coach, he spent more time next to you than he did in the game. And the entire time he's on the bench, he's the most vocal coach on the staff. I mean, he's waving a towel. He's cheering. Timeouts, obviously. No media timeouts in JUCO. He's running out, giving guys dap, giving them high five. I'm like, we need that. That's who we are. And if you know a player better than I do, I guess at that time I was 37. I said, I trust you. And he said, well, you're going to need to talk to his dad. So I flew and met his dad at a soul food joint in Florida where he was living at that time. And he said, all I want to know is will you do right by my son off the floor? And when he's on the floor, will you coach his ass off? And I said, yes, sir, I can do those two things. He said, I've done all the research on you. As long as you'll commit to those two things, that's where my son's going to go to school. That's it. Jimmy and Jay, Gary, never visited Marquette.
You almost took both of them just because people you trust said they're good enough, and you said that's good enough for me.
Yes, sir. That is how I took both of them, and that's not to negate the work of our assistants and all of the things that they were doing to help ensure that they made it there. But relative to how it all began, yes, sir, that was it, and that's why since they left and all of the things that have transpired, I've never taken any credit for it. I can't take credit for it because, in truth, and you know this because you've known me forever, what they did, what Wes Matthews did, what DJO did, what all of those kids did, that changed my children's life. It wasn't because I did something miraculous. Those guys earned it. And because of what they accomplished, that is what has allowed me to have whatever level of success you would say I've had. It's what they did. And so that's why I don't mind talking to you because of our relationship. But most of all of this stuff I just pass on because it makes it seem like I did something. And I didn't do anything, but those relationships that led to those two kids, I always include in retelling their story because that's so important.
Talking to Buzz Williams, Texas A&M head coach, reigning SEC coach of the year, former coach at Marquette, where he had Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. Buzz, I know that you deflect credit a lot. I bet you Jimmy and Jay would give you a lot of credit for where they're at right now.
Yeah, they feel sorry for guys like me that just happen to stand in front of the bench and act like they're running a lot of stuff. We had a reunion when I was at Virginia Tech after my 10th year as a head coach. I brought back every player that I had ever coached. I brought back every assistant. I brought back every student manager, student trainer. I brought to Blacksburg every president, vice president, and AD that had hired me. And then I brought in every person that I work for. So every person that I work for as a student manager, every person that I work for as an assistant. And obviously those two specific guys, this was 3 years ago now, 3 years ago last month. And Jay flies in on a private plane. Jimmy flies in on a private plane. It was a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. We had Buzz's bunch Saturday night. Everybody left on Sunday. And those guys were there along with 97 other players that we have coached over that 10-year span. And those guys were not trying to appear as though they were somebody different. They were just – they were one of us. And that just speaks to who they are and how they handle their business, and that those guys are texting me in the locker room, look what you've created, look what you've done, ha-ha, and they're taking selfies and their teammates are taking pictures and they're texting me. Just what an incredible story both of those guys are writing for themselves.
So terrific. I'm wrapping up here with Buzz Williams, Texas A&M head coach, former coach at Marquette, where he had Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. So, listen, those guys being in the finals would be awesome no matter what. It's something bigger because they're in the finals against the Lakers and against LeBron James. How anxious are you to sit down tomorrow night and watch game one and then the series for however long it goes? I know they're underdogs, but it will not, I think at this point, be shocking if they win the whole thing.
You know, like I've never coached in the NBA, so I don't pretend to understand all of the tactical parts that go along. But I do agree with what you said. Like LeBron, AD, Rondo, arguably maybe the best team, the number one seed in the West. Is the West better than the East? And all of those things. But man, in these situations, I kind of feel like a fan. And in my whole life, even as a kid, when I was trying to figure out if I could find a way to be a coach, I never processed things as a fan. But like, man, I'm excited. Like I'm because of what's happening in our world. Like, man, tomorrow night at 8:00. Now let's go. What are we having? Pizza? Are we cooking burgers? Are we getting takeout? Like I'm excited. Like I'm a fan, and I'm watching every commercial. I'm watching. I'm paying attention. I'm screaming at the TV. So I'm excited, and I hope it goes game seven. And selfishly, I hope the Heat win.
That's awesome stuff. That's Buzz Williams, head coach at Texas A&M, former head coach at Marquette, where his 2011 Sweet 16 team featured Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder, both of whom will be in the starting lineup for the Miami Heat in game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. Buzz, you're the absolute best. Always great stories. I appreciate you being here, and I hope to catch up with you again real soon. Tell the family I said hello.
Tell Kelly and the three children I said what's up, and tell Kelly the only reason I agreed to the interview is out of respect for her, not you.
That's fair enough and deserved. I appreciate it, buddy. I'll see
all
you.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, baby.
Yes,
bye-bye. That's Buzz Williams, head coach at Texas A&M. He's the reigning SEC coach of the year. And just tremendous stories about Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder. Like, he takes both of them off the recommendation. As a young head coach at Marquette, takes both of them off of the recommendation of people he trusts. I trust you. I know you know what a high major basketball player looks like. If you say he's good enough for me, then I'm going to trust you and I'm going to take him. And he gets Jimmy Butler, he gets Jay Crowder, and helps develop them into NBA players, two starters for the Miami Heat heading into game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. Really appreciate Buzz Williams being here. I guess I owe it to my wife. When we come back, Patrick Mahomes was awesome again last night, set some more records. We'll talk Chiefs Ravens. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
Coming up Wednesday, week 3 is in the books, week 4 right around the corner. Why someone's coaching for their job on Thursday Night Football, plus game 1 of the NBA Finals is here.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Memphis and the Mid-South's largest group of local insiders. 92.9 FM ESPN on the freeradio.com, where you can always rewind and listen to our local shows like a DVR, Alexa, and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Brad Carson for my friends at Old Dominic, a proud hometown partner of our Memphis Tigers, located in the heart of downtown Memphis with a 150-year-old story that's been revived and ready to be shared. And you can get all the info at olddominic.com on the one-of-a-kind spirits made right here in the Bluff City. Ask your favorite spirit shop where you can find Old Dominic products, enjoy them during the game. And you can also follow Old Dominic Distillery on Facebook and Instagram for more news and info, like the brand new Hewling Station whiskey there. It hits the shelves just in time for football season and cooler weather. These small batch whiskeys are perfect for the seasoned whiskey drinker. Whiskey newcomers will love them too. You can enjoy them neat over ice or in an old-fashioned whiskey cocktail. Set the bar with Hewling Station from Old Dominic this football season. Plus, try Old Dominic's Memphis Vodka, the Formula Number 10 gin, and their Memphis Toddy, which is perfect for football weather. Just like the Tigers, Old Dominic spirits are 100% pure Memphis. That's Old Dominic Distillery and Old Dominic Dominic Spirits, 100% pure Memphis. Share a sip from your hometown brand this football season, and go Tigers go. Old Dominic encourages all fans to share a sip responsibly.
I'm Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Tim Weiner. I want to tell you about my new podcast, Whirlwind, the story of the long covert struggle between Russia and the United States. We're talking to CIA directors, KGB spies, and international experts to learn about the political warfare of the past and connect it to what's happening today. Listen to Whirlwind on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and raw. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tearing your Bonaparte.
Tremendous stuff from Buzz Williams. If you missed that, go find it on the podcast. Incredible stories connected to how he got Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder at Marquette. Again, they'll start Game 1 NBA Finals tomorrow night for the Miami Heat against the L.A. Lakers. Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. Right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Last night's Monday Night Football game on paper looked like one of the greatest Monday Night Football games of all time. It was the two favorites in Las Vegas to win the Super Bowl, matching up in week three in prime time. Two former MVPs in Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. First time in the history of the NFL, two former MVPs had ever played each other age 25 or younger. Mahomes 25, Lamar Jackson is 23. So, again, on paper, you can't do any better. The game was not great. 34-20, Kansas City wins it. It was a blowout for the most part. It wasn't really competitive, but if you just didn't love watching incredible individual performances, then you at least had that because Patrick Mahomes was was awesome again. He was 31 of 42 in the air, 385 yards passing, four touchdowns. He ran for another one, so he was responsible for five touchdowns in what ended up being a 34-20 victory. And this guy, it feels like every other week he's doing something that's never been done, or putting himself in a group that is very, very small. Last night he did it again. He is now, along with Drew Brees, one of only two players in Monday Night Football history to produce multiple Monday Night games with five or more combined passing and rushing touchdowns. Only two people in the history of Monday Night Football have done that. One's Drew Brees. The other is Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is only 25 years old. So it's reasonable to assume he's going to do it again at some point, and that'll put him in a club of one. He's now thrown 32 touchdowns and zero interceptions in his career in the month of September. That is the most consecutive touchdown passes without an interception in any month by any quarterback in NFL history. Those 385 yards passing last night put him over 10,000 passing yards for his career. He did it in his 34th regular season start, so he's the fastest to ever get to 10,000 passing yards in a career. The previous record was held by Kurt Warner. He did it in 36 starts, and I love this quote from Calais Campbell, defensive lineman for the Ravens, when asked about Patrick Mahomes. He said, quote, "They didn't give that guy $500 million for no reason." He just made play after play. Yep. You've got to give him respect. I love it when athletes talk about other athletes like that in that way. It's like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
You know?
No,
he's Patrick Mahomes. You remember the press conference two postseasons ago? Maybe it was last postseason. I guess it was last postseason. Where it was Lou Williams and maybe Pat Beverly, and they were talking about Kevin Durant. And the question was basically,
What more could you have done to slow down Kevin Durant? This is after Golden State had eliminated the Clippers. And the question was along the lines of, what more could you have done to slow down Kevin Durant? And Lou Williams was like, it's Kevin Durant. Like, what do you want us to do? Like, it's Kevin Durant. Like, you understand basketball, right? Sure. Well, then you tell me, what more could we have done?
Right.
What did you want us to do? It's Kevin Durant.
No, it's...
Sometimes with a guy like that, there's nothing you can do. And Patrick Mahomes is that guy. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do with him.
It's the throws he makes are stupid.
Like, I was really focused on last night watching him run around and make throws after talking to Dan Wetzel about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Dan explained to us, Dan's got a book coming out Tuesday on Patrick Mahomes. He explained to us, like, Patrick Mahomes was a great basketball player and a great baseball player and obviously a great football player. He, you know, in a time where too many people, I think, are specializing at a young age, not enough people play a lot of sports. But Patrick Mahomes never specialized, even though he's a son of a former professional athlete, never specialized. He played baseball at a high level, played football at a high level, and played basketball at a high level. And what the point Dan made yesterday is sometimes when you're watching him, he's running around, he's like a point guard about to make a play in transition. And he throws with different arm angles, like a shortstop might sometimes. You know, like think of a slow roller to short. How a shortstop's going to field that ball and throw that ball across his body as opposed to you're fielding a normal ground ball, routine ground ball, you know, deep playing shortstop. Like, those arm angles will be different. And he throws a football like a baseball player sometimes, like mm-hmm. a baseball player on the move. And he makes these plays like a point guard in transition. And it was all on display last night, every bit of it. It was nothing you could do with that guy.
No, the throw he made, the first touchdown he threw to Tyreek Hill, like, if that's an inch shorter, either way, easily intercepted. He literally threw that where only Tyreek Hill was catching that thing.
He is special.
It was unbelievable.
In the way he can make all the throws. He sees all the throws, and he moves well enough to buy himself time when he needs to buy himself time. And then he's got to be one of the best, if not the best, on-the-move thrower in the history of the sport. At this point, barring injuries, like, you always have to start everything with that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if injuries don't derail him, and keep in mind he missed like 6 games last season, so injuries might derail him. But if I told you he's healthy for the next 10 years, 12 years, does he go down as the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yeah.
He's got a chance, man. I mean,
I think one of the things is I don't know if anyone's ever going to get the rings like Brady. But just because there's so much parity in the league, but I think that his numbers will undoubtedly be better than Brady's. So I
and he'll just be better.
He'll like, just be better. You'll see.
He'll just
it.
Be better.
Right.
Like I'm listen. Tom Brady's got all those rings, and Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Tom Brady at 25 doing stuff like this?
No. I think again, barring health. I think he's going to put up better numbers than any quarterback ever.
And then it comes down to, can he get the rings?
Yeah.
And the good news is right now he's equipped to get them.
It appears
like, that
way.
This isn't just like some guy putting up crazy numbers, being widely regarded as the best quarterback in the world for a whatever team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's reigning Super Bowl champ with the team, you know, it would be my pick to win the Super Bowl this season.
Yeah, and I think, too, that what you might actually see a little bit is like, with that team and with him, just because of how great he is like you're going to see veterans over the next couple years take discounts to come play with that guy. Like, if they don't have a ring, I think you'll see that. Like you see in the NBA.
You don't see it as much in the NFL.
You never do. You rarely do because everyone thinks they have a chance to win a Super Bowl for the most part. Like, you know, 80% of the league thinks they can win a Super Bowl every year. But I think you'll see it with him.
I'd want to play with him.
Yeah.
If I'm a ball catcher, I'd want to catch balls from him. He is just tremendous. And, like, by all accounts, like a decent dude, too. You know, so like a perfect face of your franchise, mm-hmm. face of the NFL. And he was on full display last night. Like, we got the good stuff last night. And I don't know that there's anybody more interesting to watch do what they do in professional sports, in this country at least, right now than Patrick Mahomes. Like, maybe LeBron James is still that guy on some level. Certainly is in the playoffs. But I think Mahomes might be the you can watch one professional athlete be at his best, who's the most interesting to watch, exciting to watch? Like Mahomes is probably that guy. He was awesome last night.
Story number two.
Tampa Bay Lightning. Meantime, Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup last night. Poor Tampa Bay Lightning.
Whatever.
Like you're on the verge of getting your second Stanley Cup in franchise history, and you got to do it opposite two former MVPs in Monday Night Football. Like, your audience is limited, although the early numbers that I saw were like 3 million people watched.
Yeah, I mean, they put it on NBC. I think, too, GP is like, I went and looked, because I'm going to be honest, I'm a casual hockey fan. I don't know too much about the Dallas Stars and the Tampa Bay Lightning, but I was like, okay, well, maybe one of them's never won a Stanley Cup. Dude, they both won within like the past 20 years.
Yeah, there wasn't some like great story.
Yeah, they both won it. So.
Yeah, and there was nothing fluky about this one either. Like, Tampa Bay was the 2 seed in the East, so they weren't the favorite to win this, but like, they're certainly on the short list of teams that were good enough to do it. Like I said, second Stanley Cup in franchise history. And think about Tampa Bay sports right now. Lightning win the Stanley Cup. The Tampa Bay Rays are the number one seed in the American League playoffs. The Tampa Bay Bucks are relevant because of time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.